Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Jesse?
This is him.
All right. So before we start with this, let me ask you, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
25 years.
Got it. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer.
Got it. And on the last job that you worked on, the were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Foreman.
And are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
Got it. And have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Fuck no. I mean, no, I don't mean to cuss, man, but no fucking way would I work for a non-union company.
No, don't worry about it. I understand. And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No. I'm actually a union officer.
Got it. Understood. Before we proceed with all the questions that I have, I just want to say thank you very much that you're taking the time to talk about that with me. I really appreciate that, and it helps me a lot. So thank you so much, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
You know, from my company, the last 2 years has been really strong. So I would probably have to say the same as last year, because we've gone right through, you know?
Got it. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
No, more.
More? Got it.
More. Yeah, more.
Understood. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to work, to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
No, I would say we need more.
Oh, okay. Understood. And thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union of any of them?
Yes. By the union.
Got it. And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, negative. No.
And now, thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, or through the federal government, or do you not know about it?
I believe the last job I was on was a project labor agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that one would be funded. I think I'm not really sure about that, but I believe it was a prevailing wage, which usually is a state funded job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would have to say it's a project labor agreement. So yeah.
Okay. Got it. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less employment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Okay, now, for me, I'm going to say there's going to be more, because here's the thing, is that being a union officer, every month I get to hear what's going on in the trade with the different companies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this year, with the exception of the company that I work for, mm-hmm. a lot of the other companies have been really slow and the project has been pushed back. Okay, which tells me, common sense, that in the coming year, there's going to be more work because they're going to be trying to catch up.
Got it.
So I would say there's going to be more work.
Oh, okay. Understood. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I say get better.
Get better?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And now switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns at all?
No really concerns at all.
Got it. And have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months, by any chance?
I attend every meeting every month. I'm a union officer, brother.
Oh.
So I attend every meeting every month, every semi-annual meeting. Every apprentice contest, I am very, very embedded
involved
into the union. Yes.
Okay. Got it, sir. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing?
Negative. You know, I'm always working, so I never get a chance to go picket. I really want to, but I haven't had a chance yet.
Okay, understood. And what about union organizing?
You know what? Not in the last 12 months. The last time I helped organize with the union was right before COVID hit.
It's been a long time now, back in 2019.
Yes. Yeah.
Got it. And what about political canvassing?
Actually, I serve on the political, on the PAC fund committee
mm-hmm.
for my union.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would kind of fall into that because I'm, it's the political actions committee.
Oh.
I serve on that as well with my union.
Oh, okay. Understood. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never occasionally or regularly?
Regular.
Because you're there.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if you look at my BAC's website on Instagram, you'll see me more than a few times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, oh. they come regular, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Now, we are right now in the 50% completion of the survey. We are halfway now, so thank you so much, you know, for all your help on this.
Mm-hmm.
So, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So I have print or online newspaper, local TV's new programming, friends and neighborhoods, cable news, radio, and the internet or social media.
I'm not sure what mine would fall under, but I watch, I listen to a lot of Sirius satellite radio.
Okay. So radio is the first one?
Okay.
Okay. And what about print or online newspaper?
No, not so much.
Not at all? Okay. And what about local TV's programming?
Yeah, I watch the news a lot, yeah.
Okay. And cable news?
No.
No? Okay. And
no.
The internet or social media?
No.
No? Okay. And what about friends and neighborhoods?
No, no.
No? Okay. Got it. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor unions, the environment, jobs and economy, foreign policy, immigration, education, healthcare, or something else?
All of the above.
Okay.
I mean, those are all important issues.
Noted, sir. I'm just taking note of that here. So thank you. And as you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
About what now? Say again?
About the Davis-Bacon Act, which is the standard to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I want to say yes, but I'm not completely sure. So what you're saying is that it's where the union, the BAC as a whole, backs projects in order to keep people working, correct?
Pretty much.
What are you talking about then?
Well, actually, the question says, as you know, they support the mm-hmm. application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? So it's just to know if you know about the Davis-Bacon Act, yes or no.
You know what? I don't believe I've ever heard of that.
Oh, okay. Got it.
You know, I could be wrong, but, you know, I would need more information on that before I could actually say yes or no. But okay. The name that you gave me, I don't recall that name.
Okay. Got it. Part of the question is in regards of that. So the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important. Got it. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Now, see, now see, here's the thing, okay, is that when Trump got into office, right, a lot of people in the union said, my brothers, you know, my union brothers said, we're going to go down, the union's going to die, there's not going to be any work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But during Trump's run, the union was strong, okay? There was a lot of work, okay? So it's hard for me to say it's Democrats or Republicans. You know, I would have to say, now what was your question again?
Do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Well, the Democrats support it more strongly.
Got it. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side, do you support more in the dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Well, the UAW.
Okay, and are you much more or somewhat more with the United Auto Workers?
Oh, much more.
Got it.
You have to back your union brothers and sisters.
As part of the union, right?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the Joe Biden has done with each of the following. So the first one is his job as president overall. Do you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done in that? It's kind of hard, I know.
You know, for me, I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Got it. And what about the support for labor unions?
You know, I say yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, I really do believe he is for the unions. You know, so I would have to say, yeah, you know, I strongly believe he cares about the union.
Okay, so you basically approve of the Joe Biden has done on the support for labor unions, pretty much.
Yes, yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. And what about immigration?
What was my choices again?
Approve strongly, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, disapprove strongly about the job that Joe Biden has done with that.
Disapprove strongly.
And what about the economy?
Disapprove strongly.
Healthcare?
You know, for me, my health is covered through the union.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it's like to have crappy healthcare, so I really can't answer that question.
Okay. Not a problem. And what about foreign affairs?
I would say I disapprove. Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove? Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Right now we are on a 75% completion, so we are just a few questions more. Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
You know what? I really don't have an answer for that one.
Okay. Not a problem. And now, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Got it. And I know that it is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think that you will not vote?
No, I will vote, without
a
doubt.
Understood. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
Got it. Now,
yes, he heard you.
That's exactly what I thought.
My ex-wife is going to be she's a Democrat. Yeah, soon to be if you don't be quiet.
I ain't going to say something about that, you know. I don't want to be in trouble. All right. And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes, we do.
Got it.
I told you, being that I'm a union officer, we discuss that every month.
Yeah.
You know.
Got it.
So yeah, yeah, I do.
Okay. Got it. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just very good, or excellent? I guess I know the answer,
excellent.
But I just want to know.
Excellent.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just very good, or excellent?
Excellent.
And how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I don't think we can. I think we're where we need to be. Hello?
I'm just taking notes of that. Sorry about that. Okay, and what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next year?
Repeat the question.
What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next?
Contracts for our brothers. You know,
gotcha.
Better contracts. You know, what helps I know the union looks out for the working man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the BAs do their job the best they can. They really do. You know, but, you know, it never hurts for the brothers out there in the field to have good contracts. You know, like me, I'm a bricklayer, and we recently got a really good contract for 5 years.
Got it.
So I would say that's, you know, they take care of that. That works for everybody.
Understood. And right now, what is the most important thing the union should be working on, based on your perspective and your experience?
Improving the, how do I word this? Making sure the contractors help teach our apprentices more in regards to the trade instead of basically using them like labor, you know. We are recently trying to get a program together to help our apprentices, you know, by going to the contractors and asking them to get the apprentices more wall time, you know, to help them learn more faster.
Oh, got it. Okay. Some sort of like trainings on some specific stuff, pretty much for all the people to have more opportunities for them, right?
Yes, exactly.
I'm taking notes of that. Just give me one second. Okay. Now, moving on a little bit on this, we just have a few questions. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, text messages, email, unions meeting, or mail?
All of the above.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local unions regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? I know that you are part of the, you know, of the group. I guess I know the answer, but yeah.
You know, I would say, you know, I was just speaking with my president today.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. That's cool. Okay. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. So generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
I'm not a very strong Republican. I say that I'm a Republican because I make too much money to be a Democrat.
Okay. Got it. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Excuse me?
What is your race? Meaning if you are white, Caucasian, black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, American?
Oh, Hispanic. Hispanic.
Oh, got it. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jesus.
Jesus, okay. All right, sir, thank you very much for your time and all the answers. Trust me that it's helping me a lot. So that concludes our survey today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and take care, okay? Stay safe.
You too, brother. Take care, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.